back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature some Motown songs from some great Motown groups that failed to meet top 40 status. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, Blinky and Edward Starr Together, Barrett Strong, the Marvelettes, the Temptations, the Jackson 5, and Glass Night and the Pips. Well, first up this half hour, the Commodores with Animal Instincts right here on Motown.
I have called we have had stormy weather,
but our love has been so strong that somehow we carry on. Didn't we, darling? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you
with Tom Fowler.
Motown memory from Barrett Strong, Yes, No, Maybe So. It was recorded and released in 1960. It was written by Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson and produced by Berry Gordy. It was the follow-up single to Money but didn't chart. Before that, Blinky and Edward Starr Together, a great song by the Shades of Blue, later recorded it. It was called Oh How Happy, and it reached number 92 in the pop charts of 1969, and it was written by Edward Starr himself. His real name is Charles Hatcher. And we started with The Commodores and Animal Instincts, number 43 in the pop charts from 1986. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some Motown songs by some great Motown artists that failed to meet top 40 status. Well, coming up, the Marvelettes with Locking Up My Heart. Well, Locking Up My Heart was the first charting single that was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and it was also the first single to feature Wanda Young as lead vocalist on the A side of a 45. It was a split lead vocal with main lead vocalist Gladys Horton. The track was recorded in January of 1963 and released in February of 1963. Well, Lucky at My Heart was a breakout hit in both Baltimore and San Francisco in March of 1963, peaking at number 83, and Motown considered the track to be significant enough to repress it with adjusted instrumentation that April. However, Lucky at My Heart lost its strong initial momentum as disc jockeys in some markets, including Pittsburgh, began to play the B-side Forever, and the Hot 100 dated May 4, 1963 showed Lucky at My Heart stalled at number 44, as Forever debuted at number 100. Subsequently, Locking Up My Heart would abruptly drop from the charts, while Forever's popularity would fail to coalesce into a major hit, peaking at number 78. Well, here are the Marvelettes and Locking Up My Heart, right here on Motown.
Song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
This couldn't be a dream for two. my imagination once again, running away with me. Tell you it was just my imagination.
Temptation smash hit with Just My Imagination ran away with me, and they reached number one in both the pop and rhythm and blues charts in the United States in 1971. And we start with the Marvelettes and Locking Up My Heart, number 44 from 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some Motown songs from great Motown artists that missed top 40 status. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5 and a rare 45 that missed top 40 status forever came today, right here on Motown. Last Night in the Pips and I Don't Want to Do Wrong, and I reached number 17 in the pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts in 1971. And we start with the Jackson 5 and Forever Came Today. It only reached number 60 on the pop charts in 1975, and it was the last Motown charting 45 from the Jackson 5. This hour, we feature some Motown songs that missed top 40 status from some great Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.